Dodge Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jumped the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King and the Can and the Marlboro Man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires.
Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Iran has vowed revenge on Israel after the assassination in Tehran of the top Hamas political leader.
The Pentagon is now sending an additional fighter squadron and more warships to the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Israeli military says an officer and a soldier were injured this morning in northern Israel after rockets crossed from Lebanon. Israel has been fighting with the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah in that area. And overnight, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he spoke with his Israeli counterpart to reiterate U.S. support for Israel. President Biden is convening a national security meeting today to discuss developments in the Middle East.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Vice President Harris joins the president today for that meeting. At some point soon, she is going to announce her running mate. Category 1 Hurricane Debby blowing at 80 miles an hour to make landfall this morning along Florida's Gulf Coast in the Big Bend region, expected to be a big rainmaker. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. September down 59 to 2042, October down 44 to 2064, November down 27 to 2021, December down 24 at 1940. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 2 to 193, 40-pound blocks down 4 and 3 quarters to 185. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 and a quarter to 310 and a half, 13 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 124, one trade on the day. Dry weight down 1.5 to 61 and one trade on the day. Live cattle and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower on the day as the cattle markets didn't see much fundamental support as cash markets really were non-existent. And also the big drop in the stock market also helping to pressure the cattle markets. Hog markets mostly lower on the day. The market really shouldn't be surprised. The trade didn't trade aggressively in cash because they did that at midweek, but that did pressure the markets as they took some of the profits from Wednesday off the table. August live cattle down 70 cents to 184.10. August feeder cattle down 350 to 249.65. August hogs down 95 cents to 92.20. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher as a lot of short covering in late week helping to support corn and beans. Now, spring wheat harvest may be slowed by rains in the U.S. and in Russia, and that also helps to support the markets as well, along with a sharply lower dollar. New crop corn up 4 3/4 to 4.03 1/4. New crop beans up 10 3/4 to 10.27 1/4. Chicago wheat September up 7 to 5.39. Minneapolis wheat September up 6.5 to 5.95. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 335, September 335, new crop 348, cash beans at 973, new crop 947. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 371.5, September 366.5. New crop 358 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 369, September 361, new crop 358. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 343, new crop 348. Cash beans 982, new crop 952. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 356, new crop 358. Cash beans 967, new crop 947. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 356, September 356, and new crop 356. Cash beans 992, September 982, new crop 968. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 346, new crop 351. Cash beans 982, new crop 955. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 179 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 185, market cows 118 to 141, bulls 142 to 177, calves 290 to 940, beef steers 153 to 385, Holstein steers 105 to 350. Sheep markets, market lambs 185 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 108 or 180 and down. Goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 170 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Feeling congested? At Navage, we know life is better when you can breathe freely. Congestion shouldn't ruin your summer. That's why people just like you turn to Navage, a revolutionary and easy way to help clear nasal passages. Using gentle suction, Navage removes allergens, dust, and mucus in just 30 seconds. It's fast, gentle, and incredibly effective. Try Navage and get on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy today. A couple of strong to severe storms possible with some locally heavy rain possible today through tonight. High of 73 today, will drop to 56 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Been away. Haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? We don't seem the same. It seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone. 'Cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. I'm going back to a place that's far away. How about you? Have you got a place to stay? And why should I care when I'm just trying to get along? We were friends, and now it's the end of our love song. So let's leave it alone. 'Cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. Eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, and there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. So let's leave it alone. 'Cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, and there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Gather around me and lend an ear, 'cause I got something you ought to hear. I'm telling you that you ought to fear a certain kind of love. Now it can strike in the day or night, and just as quick as it rattles by. You got a case of love at first sight, and it's what you're dying of. It's just bing, bang, boom, one, two, three. You're feeling normal as you can be. And then bing, bang, boom, lickety split. It doesn't come on bit by bit. It gets instantly in full swing, and it's bing, bang. Now I was footloose and fancy free. Respect, I had dignity. Then this thing got a hold of me, and it still will not let go. I walked in and my heartbeat jumped. My hair stood up and my skin goosebumped. My mind went blank, my IQ slumped, and my judgment hit the road. It was bing, bang, boom, one, two, three. I fell the second he looked at me. It was bing, bang, boom, lickety split. Insanity. It's just bing, bang, boom, one, two, three. You're feeling normal as you can be. And then bing, bang, boom, lickety split. It doesn't come on bit by bit. It gets instantly in full swing. And it's bing, bang, boom. Bing, bang, boom. Bing, bang, boom.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Highway 101, Bing Bang Boom here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins, and we have temperatures in the low to mid-60s today, going to be much cooler today, and it looks like we even have more showers and storms on the way as well throughout the day today. Could even see some heavy rain, and we'll talk about that here coming up next hour in our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we're going to talk with the Wisconsin Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's Chief Marketing Officer, Suzanne Fanning. She was named Ad Age's leading woman of 2024, at least one of the leading women of 2024. And so we're going to talk with Suzanne about that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Weather conditions have increased pet pressure here in the upper Midwest. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
P.J. Leash, Wisconsin state entomologist, says that in addition to mosquitoes, the recent wet weather is also increasing the activity from other pests.
A few things stand out to me that I've been seeing some issues with, both in crop fields, but also in home gardens and in ornamental plantings and yards, so flowers and trees and shrubs and things like that. A couple of things that stand out to me would be some pests like earwigs, which are mostly active after dark, and they can chew notches in leaves. And so if you are a farmer or a gardener and you look at your plants and you can't figure out what's causing the damage, one suggestion I have been throwing out there to folks is head out after dark with a flashlight or a headlamp, because earwigs can cause damage after dark.
Another pest with a lot of activity, slugs.
Which aren't technically insects, although as an entomologist, I often get asked questions about slugs, as slugs are another creature that has been thriving because of the damp, rainy conditions and also tends to be mostly active after dark. So I have seen cases of crop damage and damage in vegetable gardens from both earwigs and slugs. So those would be things to have on your radar this year.
Leash says he's also noticed an unusual pattern this year with Japanese beetles.
One thing that has surprised me a bit would be the Japanese beetles, which are well known both to farmers and home gardeners alike because they can be such a notorious pest. And it's been interesting because many spots in the southern half of the state have been seeing a reprieve now for a couple of years. And I suspect it is due to some of the drier conditions we've had last year and really the last 2 to 3 years. But the last few years, the majority of my reports of Japanese beetles and of significant numbers and significant damage have been more of like the Highway 29 corridor on north. So locations such as Green Bay area, Brown County, Marathon County, the general Wausau area in Eau Claire, that part of the state on north is where I'm getting a lot more of my reports. And if I went back 10 years or 20 years, that wasn't the case.
Farmers are encouraged to stay vigilant and take proactive measures to manage pest populations. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikin's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50, severely impacting your vision and robbing you of your ability to drive, read, and enjoy the vibrant beauty of life. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Only New Nordic uses wild Swedish blueberries because of their superior concentration of color pigments, which are vital to eye function and health. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements are Scandinavia's number one selling natural eye formula, but now you can find them at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy today. A couple of strong to severe storms possible with some locally heavy rain possible today through tonight. High of 73 today will drop to 56 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49, man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man, just like the long lost friend you ain't seen in a while. You can't help but smile. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. A sip of wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime. Temperature says 93 down at the deposit and guaranteed with that swimming hole. It's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. Young love and an old Ford. Cheap shades and a tattoo and a U-hoo. Bottle on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's one we know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine. Summertime, sweet summertime. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Don't matter how old you are, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby, when you got two bare feet on the dashboard. Wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime.
got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. They just look at you like you lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. And she gets crazy on a full moon. Well, I know she'll be coming back. Her cars are waiting right outside. But I don't want to think about who's taking her for a ride. And her unpredictability is what I love about her best. But I got to find her quick before she does something I'll regret. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. They just look at you like you've lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. Yeah, she gets crazy on a full moon. She's out there somewhere, burning up the night. Somehow I got to run her down. I'm running out of time. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. Asking about a diamond ring. They just look at you like you lost your mind. Say they haven't seen. She's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. Yeah, she gets crazy on a full moon. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you lost your mind. Say they haven't seen.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn, Lost and Found here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-60s across the region this morning. Even have some areas of rain. We'll have heavy rain possible at times throughout the day today. Our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau District 9 is having their YFA discussion meet today. And that will be going on at Sawmill Pizza and Brew Shed. With the registration starting at 4:30, the meet starting at 5:30, a dinner after that. And this is for all of the young farmer and agriculturalist program members with Wisconsin Farm Bureau, not only in Burnett and Chippewa counties, but also Dunn, Pierce, Polk, Rusk, Sawyer, St. Croix, and Superior Shores as well. So good luck to all the contestants today in the District 9 YFA discussion meet going on at Sawmill Pizza and Brew Shed this afternoon at 4:30 rather, with registration and the meet starting at 5:30. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. The Treasury Department is preparing to release the guidelines for a tax credit designed to promote clean fuel production.
16 U.S. senators and several farm groups want those credits to benefit American farmers. I'll have the details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions senior meteorologist Andrew Pritchard recently spoke with me about how his team's research supports their crop consultants and farmers across the country.
I am just one out of a team of five atmospheric scientists on staff here at Nutrien Ag Solutions. We're all kind of bringing our unique talents to the table to support our crop consultants and our farmers out in the field. My particular specialty happens to be severe and high impact weather. So when the weather is causing problems from the U.S. up into Canada, I am very busy providing alerts ahead of time. Now, again, I mentioned I'm just one of five. Eric Snodgrass is a well-known name in ag weather, and he's great at trying to pick out where the pattern is going the next few weeks. We've got other meteorologists on staff who are great at the bigger climate picture. And then we have programmers and data scientists who are helping kind of work behind the scenes and develop these weather models that we use to help build our forecasts here. So we're doing everything from just warning people to creating tools that they can take into the field to help best position their farmers to weather what's coming.
You can follow daily and weekly video updates from their team on the Nutrien Ag Solutions YouTube page and learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com. Last month, major agricultural organizations, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association, and the National Farmers Union, sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and the U.S. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalanda Young. Their message was clear. The coming 45Z tax credit should prioritize biofuels made from domestically produced feedstocks. The 45Z tax credit aims to incentivize the production and use of biofuels, reducing carbon emissions and supporting American agriculture. However, current guidelines don't mandate the use of domestic feedstocks, opening the door for imported materials. Imports, notably used cooking oil from Asia, have surged over 100-fold in recent years, and both the environmental community and farmers have questioned the traceability and environmental impact of these products. Utilizing imported cooking oil in place of domestic bio-oil sources could undermine the economic stability of American farmers, reduce demand for homegrown ag products, and threaten rural livelihoods. The agricultural groups argue that prioritizing U.S.-grown feedstocks would stimulate domestic production, create jobs, and strengthen rural economies. Locally sourced feedstocks, they note, typically have a lower carbon footprint compared to imports, which enhances the environmental benefits of that 45Z credit. Senators are also taking action. On July 30th, Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio and Roger Marshall of Kansas, along with 13 others, sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Yellen. They urged the administration to restrict the credit to fuels made from domestic feedstocks. The senators highlighted the risks of not implementing the restrictions, such as the continued imports of used cooking oil and potentially Brazilian ethanol. These imports could diminish the credit's impact on American ag, turning it into a mere manufacturing credit instead of one that supports manufacturing and production. I'll have more after this.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Yes, the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit holds significant potential for American agriculture, but its success hinges on thoughtful implementation. If it prioritizes domestic feedstocks and provides practical guidelines for producers, the policy could provide benefits to farmers' bottom lines while improving air quality for all of us. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
You think they're on my tail. I get so aggravated when I get off the phone and get the third degree. I'm really feeling frustrated. Why don't you take a pill and put a little trust in me, and you'll see. Don't freak out until you know the facts. Relax. Don't be stupid, you know I love you. Don't be ridiculous, you know I need you. Don't be absurd, you know I want you. Don't be impossible. I'm mad about you. I can't live without you. I'm crazy about you. Don't be stupid. Small detail. Don't freak out until you know the facts. Relax, Max. Don't be stupid.
stretching from here to Singapore. Ain't a time that you notice the girl next door, baby. Why not me? Well, you had to see if the world was round. It's time that you learned how good settling down could be. Why not me?
And cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy. Can you wonder if the ride is worth the pain? He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said cling to the Father and His holy name. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. That devil's driving that long black train.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The National Milk Producers Federation, the U.S. Dairy Export Council, advanced a pair of partnerships in South America last week. The organization signed a memorandum of understanding with a prominent Brazilian milk producers association and renewed an existing MOU with an Argentinian farmer organization. The agreements enhance cooperation between the United States and South American dairy industries, focusing on critical areas like the economic and social significance of the dairy sector and removing trade barriers affecting both producers and consumers. Partnerships with like-minded organizations are crucial as we strive to promote the benefits of dairy on the international stage and tackle attempts to erect trade barriers throughout the Americas, said Krista Harden, president and CEO of USDEC. Our engagements underscore the shared challenges and the opportunities facing dairy producers and processors in the U.S., Brazil, and Argentina, Greg Dowd of National Milk said. Dairy producers in each country are confronting similar challenges. AccuWeather long-range forecasters say the summer heat's expected to last well into autumn across much of America. That means an increased risk of wildfires and severe weather. Fall will feel more like an extended summer for millions of Americans this year, said long-range forecaster Paul Pastelak. Much of the country will experience a delayed transition to cooler temperatures this year, following a summer with some intense heat. He also says record high temperatures were shattered in several cities this year across the West, with the possibility of more record temperatures in the fall. Long-range forecasters say the highest temperature departures are expected across parts of the Great Lakes region, the Midwest, and the Rockies. The Biden administration recently proposed tariff increases on goods entering the country from China. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will make its final determination later this month. In May, the administration announced plans to raise Section 301 tariff rates on select goods from China, including electric vehicles, solar cells, and semiconductors. Supply Chain Drive reports the White House reasoning for the increase in the duties was to improve America's competitive standing in the clean energy and technology sector, a major Biden administration focus. During the recent comment period, the National Retail Federation said the tariff increases would lead to further price increases for U.S. companies and potential retaliation by China against U.S. exports. The National Association of Manufacturers said the tariff increases were, quote, not sufficient, unquote, to offset unfair trade practices outside of the U.S. Several legislators said beyond the domestic impact, the increases could also negatively affect operations at U.S. ports. The Federal Trade Commission will look into why grocery prices are still high despite falling costs for retailers. FTC Chair Lina Khan made the announcement during a public meeting with officials from the Justice Department on pricing practices. When the FTC votes to authorize the study, major U.S. grocery chains would be required to provide information on their costs and price of common products. Food prices have risen by 25% between 2019 and 2023. The Department of Agriculture says that's at a faster rate of increase than in other consumer goods and services. Reuters said an FTC study showed food prices for U.S. consumers rose 11% between 2021 and 2022, while profits for food retailers were up more than 6%. We want to make sure that major businesses aren't exploiting their power to inflate prices for American families at the grocery store, Khan said. Food Export Midwest and Food Export Northeast announced the 2025 program year opens August 1st to suppliers and food exports 23 member states. The announcement included the release of 2025 activities, registration for events, and the opening of the application portal for the 2025 branded program year. We're thrilled for the 2025 program year, said Teresa Miller, Food Export Chief Program and Partnership Officer. We anticipate strong funding for the program, which Food Export will share with small and medium-sized food and agricultural companies that we represent. She also says Food Export has worked hard in recent years to create new events in emerging markets in areas like Southeast Asia, South America, and Africa. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Picture an early morning and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy today. A couple of strong to severe storms possible with some locally heavy rain possible today through tonight. High of 73 today, will drop to 56 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I heard he needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms. Not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog, so I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dadgum heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last.